Laura Branigan on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, and that is Gloria. Starting things off on this Thursday morning, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a happy Thursday to all of you. Good morning, Tom. Even to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel...
Have we made it to Thursday?
We have indeed. It's first week of classes here, and yes, we have indeed made it to
I have never
to Thursday.
You just wander down the hallway, and there's...
it's my canned applause.
Lost-looking people, and you look at their schedule, you take their schedule, and you look at it and go, that's upstairs, down the back hallway. Yeah.
I like how you're cheering, Brandon. Like, we don't have assignments that are coming up equally.
That's right. That are due on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I was looking on things that happened today in history. Mm-hmm. One of them is huge, at least I think so anyway, for the sporting world, and that was it was this day that Pete Rose accepted a lifetime ban, 1989.
Charlie Hustle, you bet.
Yeah, he did bet. That's what got him in trouble.
Exactly.
So you can't gamble and bet on the sport.
No. Are they ever going to let him in?
They should.
I mean, you know. There was no evidence that he ever threw a game or anything, was there?
I don't think so. I think this was all just as he was a manager.
Okay.
You know? And I don't know. I've played on sports teams before.
I mean, I'm not a big baseball fan, so I was about to say there's not a lot of fun players to watch, but there have been. But Pete Rose was a fun player to watch.
I mean, even as a manager, I mean, I know you affect some of what your players do in strategy, mm-hmm. but, I mean, try to get a team full of guys to
shave points so that you win,
gain a few hundred bucks and you're gambling. I just don't see that happening. And I've watched a lot of terrible teams who've been, you know, coached by terrible people. Mm-hmm. And that in spite of the bad calls that their manager made, they were still able to do a really good job. So I just don't see it. His playing and his betting does not equal. Okay. You know, it's not the same thing.
Well,
so. Also, 1904, the patent was issued for the tire chain.
Okay.
You've probably used tire chains before.
Oh, I have used tire chains, yes.
We don't see those much anymore.
No.
Especially down here.
We don't do a whole lot of tire chain work here in Florida.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
But I have, having lived up in the Northeast, used them a lot. They're good on, very good in snow. They're very hard on your car. And, you know, they kind of fly apart if you get going too fast and beat up the underside of your car, stuff like that.
But you're not supposed to be going that fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would you be going that fast in snow?
You got to go to work. I mean, snow on the ground, snow on the ground in the Northeast is just like sand on the road here in Florida. It's just what's there. So you don't really slow. I mean, slow down a little bit, but not a whole bunch. It's just business as usual driving in the snow.
They were just weird to put on.
They were weird to put on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember helping somebody put them on, and they're backing up.
And then
up
you got the little lever arms that tighten them around the tire, and you got to make sure you get them centered so that the loop on the inside is the same place as the loop.
And typically
on the
you're doing this when it's cold.
Yeah, you're doing this underneath a car. Now, you can put them on without jacking the car. You lay them out in front of the tires and inch the car forward and then fasten them. But, yeah, generally you're in mostly just very cold, wet snow, preferably with some road salt and some dirt mixed in.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to scrabble around underneath your car doing that.
Yeah.
Preferably.
I mean, that's the way I always preferred to put them on.
So since I moved to Florida, I said, you know what? No tire chains. Not going to do it. I don't care how much it snows.
You used to have studded snow tires, too. Do you remember those? They were snow tires that had little tungsten studs in them. I think they don't make them anymore. They were really bad on the road. Oh, they were tearing the road up like crazy. But you could throw sparks when you caught a wheelie. So.
You know, on the Publix on 23rd Street, there's this little back road back there. And there's the potholes just erupt there, or I guess they sink.
I think it's a private road.
Anyway, the other day when it rained so bad, somebody put a shopping cart there so that people would realize that there was the Grand Canyon there. But the shopping cart is slowly getting swallowed up. That hole is getting deeper and deeper.
Could be.
I mean, but it always happens. I mean, they'll pave it again and it'll happen. So watch out.
Watch out.
Maybe that's the hole I dug to China.
Did you make it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Really?
That's why I was late yesterday.
was the soy sauce any better there than it is here? Would be my only question.
My question is, how was that
hot
center of the earth? How'd that go for you?
It went fine.
Okay. Good.
Just go fast.
15 minutes after 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about Amendment 3 today, which is all about voter approval of casino gambling. And that's a proposed constitutional amendment here in the state of Florida. So we'll talk about that. We've got a break coming up first and some music from Aretha Franklin on the other side of the break right here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Huey Lewis in the news on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, and she's some kind of wonderful. And speaking of wonderful, Aretha Franklin just before that, bringing a little respect, because we need a little bit of that here, that's for sure. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a happy Thursday. This is what we do on Thursdays. We're talking about proposed amendments to the Florida 13 Constitution.
13 weeks of amendments as we get to the November election day. And, well, some of them may not end up on the ballot. There are a few in court.
Yeah, especially number 13. Lucky 13.
Number 13, but also Amendment 8 as well. So.
Isn't Amendment 13 something about DJs getting a pay raise weekly?
Yes. No, there's going to be a constitutional amendment against DJs getting pay raises. Right.
And the taxpayers just don't want to pay me anymore, which is sad.
It is sad, actually.
Yeah. You know. It is. Very sad. Oh, well. Now, Amendment 13 has to do with...
The dog racing.
Amendment 13 is dog racing.
Today, we're on number 3. Is that where you were going?
Yes, I was going there.
Okay. Please tell us about Amendment number 3, since we are expecting some guests from the League of Women Voters, some legal experts to talk to us, but they may dial in, they may walk in, we don't know.
I think they're busy lawyering at the moment.
They
possibly.
Could be.
Which is nebulous and important.
So in lieu of our legal experts, we have students.
Yes.
Oh, yes, and we all did. We all studied about Amendment 3, did we not?
I've also still
Brandon?
Got my cheat sheet.
Good. I've got my cheat sheet for Amendment 2.
I've got my cheat sheet.
So Tom's going to tell us what Amendment 3 is.
Amendment 3 is basically moving control of additional gambling in the state of Florida to the hands of the people. And that it'll require a voter initiative to approve additional gambling in the state of Florida. Initially, or right now, up until so far, it has been widely supported by Disney. The Seminole Tribe, the Seminole Nation is supporting it. The League of Women Voters is supporting it.
Why would the Seminole Nation support
because
it? Because they're going to have a whole lot of competition if someone else...
No, but the problem is you've got to pass this initiative, I think, by 60%. I don't think you'll ever get 60% of any one voting constituency to approve gambling. And what this is going to do is effectively it's going to put serious brakes on additional gambling spots in the state of Florida. And that's why Disney likes it, because they don't, I mean, what would happen to Mickey if Scott and I got permission to build this huge casino right next to the entrance to Disney World?
And well, then Mickey has a gambling addiction all of a sudden?
Mickey could either end up with a gambling addiction, or the people that are going to visit Mickey would go, ooh, the gambling. I think I'll go there.
And Minnie will get a side job serving cocktails.
After they lose.
You just brought up a visual I really didn't need this morning,
sure.
Scott.
I've been to Vegas. Okay. What can I say?
So how is it now? This would change it to make sure that it would have to be a citizen initiative to approve any new casino gambling.
Takes it away from the legislature.
Right now, the legislature can do that if they so choose. At any point, someone can introduce a bill to say, let's have gambling in Key Largo. I don't know.
Or Panama City. Gulf Coast State College.
I know some other people would probably put the kibosh on that one.
But the math department could maybe
use it for statistical analysis. I could see a reason to do that. You could just we're going to have professional gambling here, just because we're studying statistics.
Right. Exactly.
Now, the students at the other end of the table are not buying this.
No, they're not buying it.
No.
Well, because I'd buy it once, and then I have to work, you know, another 6 months to make
that back.
There you go. That's right.
Well, maybe you'll win tuition money for next semester.
That's a maybe.
Somebody wins, right?
Everybody always
somebody
wins.
Somebody has to win.
The house always wins.
So anyway, among things this thing will do is require that voters approve the constitutional amendment... citizen initiative to authorize any new casino gambling in Florida, essentially stripping that authority from the legislature, preclude constitutional approval of casinos through other means, including amendments offered by the legislature or the CRC, which is a constitutional revision committee, continue to allow the legislature to approve other types of non-casino gambling, such as poker rooms, bingos, lotteries, and fantasy sports, allow the legislature to oversee and regulate and tax any casino-type gambling that voters approve through constitutional amendment, and not affect the state's ability to negotiate casino agreements with Native American nations.
It also doesn't change their authority over dog or horse racing.
No.
Or the lottery.
No, that one will go.
Yeah.
It's 3 and 13 kind of have some similarity.
They do, they're making sure they're pulling 13 out of here. This one doesn't have to do with dog.
And who proposed this? This is a citizen thing?
I don't actually have who put that.
It is a I think
Let's
it is.
Let's see.
I don't, in all the stuff I printed out this morning, I don't have anything on who actually proposed it.
I don't see it either.
I've got supporters, but, and again, I don't.
I think there was an
initiative name that. But I
thought I saw that Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck had
Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck
it.
Apparently are the ones who spearheaded this. The big donors are Disney Worldwide Services Incorporated that donated $14,655,000.
That's like a day of receipts for them. That's
like an hour's more like an hour's receipt.
We've mentioned some of the supporters of this, like you mentioned Disney and the Seminole Tribe. Why would the Florida Education Association be opposed to this?
You know, I was afraid you might ask me that question because I haven't the foggiest notion why.
I don't either.
I don't know unless there's a revenue stream that I'm not aware of from gambling to Florida education.
Well, maybe they're worried about the lottery.
Sour on the lottery, though, because the lottery... They say a lot
it's
of it goes
trade-off.
To education, but it doesn't
yeah,
really.
It's
so.
Just,
well,
yeah,
it's just well, it goes to selling more lottery tickets.
I think
a lot
it's
of it.
Really what it goes
it's
to.
It's a self-perpetuating cycle.
Basically, it goes to Tallahassee, and thus it stays.
Right,
and thus it's gone.
Yes,
The Seminole Tribe contributed $11.7 million,
which is also an hour or two's worth of receipts for
exactly.
You know, they're doing well there.
The something called No Casinos Incorporated contributed $250,000. Florida Restaurant and Lodging contributed $30,000. And the MHD Committee for Responsive Government, $5,000. There is no listing of anybody contributing money for the other side that I could find. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is definitely, what do they say? Politics makes strange bedfellows.
They do indeed.
Yes.
You've got gambling interests and non-gambling interests all signing on to the same thing.
Right. Disney and
Disney and Seminole Tribe.
That's.
Well, it's 9:29. We're going to take a look at our weather forecast. Actually, Ross Whitley from News 13 will bring that to us. We've got a day of no rain. I'm sorry to let the cat out of the bag, but there's no rain coming.
Yay.
Yes.
Until tomorrow. We have music from REM coming up after that. I want to mention, though, that programming today on 90.7 WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City, where Bill is a certified financial planner specializing in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online, CordellWealthManagement.com. And that's Pat Benatar on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, singing about us all. It's a heartbreaker.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah, there's some. If this table's full of heartbreakers, there's some fragile hearts out there. Let me
something like that.
It's an interesting crew this morning.
20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we've been talking and pontificating all about Florida Amendment 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we're guestless.
Well, we have your favorite auntie,
right?
Angie's here.
We did have some
producer
experts
Caleb
last
week. And Brandon, yes.
To help us out with this.
And like I said, in the absence of that, we brought students.
But this one isn't too hard to understand, luckily.
It's not. I mean,
so
you just really have to figure out
how do I feel, Tom?
About gambling.
Right.
And should there be more gambling? Should there be less? And from what I'm looking at who's supporting this and who's put money into it, I suspect if you vote for Amendment 3,
yes,
everybody's figuring there's going to be less casino gambling. Now, they're still leaving a lot of it in the legislature's hand, like slot machines and the parimutuel stuff and stuff like this. This is casino gambling. And, you know, if you feel like you need to have less, I suspect that's a yes vote, although that seems counterintuitive.
It does.
Right.
Because you're not really sure about what's going to happen. This is not about yes or no on gambling per se. It's yes or no on who controls gambling.
Who gets to say?
Is it the legislature that proposes new bills about gambling, which is how it is now? Or do we switch, if you vote yes on this, the citizens will be in charge of whether gambling laws get on the ballot?
New casino gambling.
New regulations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could start, if enough people vote yes, then citizens can get together and propose maybe gambling be legal in the entire state, just anywhere. They could propose that.
We have one state.
So
like one state
really,
union, one state in the union is enough like that, I think.
It really just depends on whether any citizens get up and do something about gambling. I mean, because they could do the opposite. That bunch of citizens could get together and say, let's make gambling completely illegal in the state.
Well, I don't think they can say, because you can't affect the gambling that's already there because
right.
it's all grandfathered in.
The Native
in.
Americans, all, right. That is excluded mm-hmm. from Amendment 3. Mm-hmm.
And there's some weird stuff going on with some other stuff down south that if you look at the gambling, the gambling mm-hmm. Measures that have already been passed, this isn't affecting anything that's there. It's just affecting going forward so mm-hmm. that the legislature can't decide that instead of the marina improvements going on Panama City Marina, they're going to build a huge gambling hall.
Casino, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. So you got to figure out how you feel. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel?
How does gambling make you feel? Would you rather just, you know, go over to Biloxi and get your gambling yah-yahs out or down to the Seminole Casino in the middle of the state there? Or would you like to be able to walk out the front door down the street and jump into a casino? I don't think the legislature would never do that.
Right. Would you like to have your elected officials decide that, or would you like to have your friends and neighbors deciding that, or maybe forming citizen mm-hmm. initiatives to
I'm all about giving power to the people.
But like we were talking off the air, gambling is an addiction.
Right on. It is.
It's an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely it is.
So, you know, it can be fun once in a while, but it is
for some people,
just like
for some people, it can be a lot of fun. And just something you do when you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas mm-hmm. kind of thing. For some people, once they get started, they really
can't stop.
They can't stop, and they ruin their lives and their family's lives.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with that.
Remember to play responsibly.
Oh, thank
there you.
You
go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
He's all about
Brandon,
the PSAs these days.
Is the Florida Lottery,
spokesman?
I wish they were paying me for that.
Okay.
Well, you play enough, and they will pay you. Well, let's pause here. Let's go back to April of 1969. Tom, you remember 1969?
Yes, it's 1972. I have some blank spots.
This was a great song. It was performed live on the roof of the Apple Building. Uh-huh. And I don't mean computers.
Not only do I know this song, but I think it's my copy.
Yeah, it is your copy, okay. Actually. I did take that from you. And this is off of an album by the Beatles. It's called, it was recorded during the Let It Be sessions. Mm-hmm. And this was, like I said, it was performed on the roof in the cold before they got shut down mm-hmm. by the coppers.
They were stopping traffic.
Yeah. Terrible that they did that. That was the last concert of the Beatles.
This is the
live.
Last yeah. concert. When
but anyway, this
Beatles
is the studio version, and this is a great song called Don't Let Me Down. It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Don't let me down. really not me.
Our vinyl play of the day with the Beatles and Don't Let Me Down. It is 9:48 and we're going to take a quick break. Music from Gloria Gaynor coming up on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's been the theme for the week, I guess. You know, it's the first week of classes. I will survive. A little Gloria Gaynor.
I'll say that next week.
Okay. Will you?
Yeah.
We'll see if you actually did.
You got to prove it.
With the three at the other end of the table here, I'm just looking here and saying, well, we'll see who survives. We'll give them a week or so and see who survives.
It's like Survivor. Which one of you will get voted off of the island?
Oh. I have something to add to that surviving part. On my way to school this morning, it was actually an accident. Right at Beck Avenue and 15th Street. It was across from Grocery Outlet.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody got hit by a... They were on a bike.
Oh, no.
And they were just laying on the ground. And so, you know, on that
note,
we need to, like, really just pay attention when we're driving, being safe. But even if you're on a bike, you know, you don't necessarily have the right of way just because you're in the street and on a bike. You still have to pay attention.
Please be aware. There's buses out there. There's students, both college and high school, and bicycles. There's a lot of extra traffic because the school year is starting. Leave a few minutes early. Be patient.
And I'll just mention this, Angela. You're channeling your inner CC because... That's one of the things he talked about during the show, especially once school got started. Mm-hmm. Watch for your buses.
Please be careful.
Mm-hmm. Watch for the students who are crossing. Watch for other people and be safe.
Yeah.
She's channeling her inner CC. Mm-hmm. Good job.
And one more thing. It's early voting season.
That's true.
Please get out and vote early and often. Oh, wait.
This is not Chicago.
This is not Chicago. Okay. I was channeling my inner Chicago there.
Yeah,
but
don't
yes,
do that.
Please vote.
And there's also...
I will. And if you don't... Who is going to counteract my vote? Because the last thing you want is me making any decisions.
Absolutely. I thought they took you right away. They didn't.
No, yeah. I can still vote. So somebody needs to get out there and get on the other side of that ballot from me. That's for sure.
So do we have...
It's probably not going to be me, but...
no, I don't think so.
On campus? Do we have that?
I do not know.
I think every now and then that someone comes in from the government... From the voting people, and they're like, hey,
so supervisor of elections.
I don't know their names and their positions. I just know that every so often they come on campus.
Okay, that would be something good to have because a lot of people, you know, you're worried about classes. You're not trying, you don't even have time to do all this extra stuff. It's easy to make it.
Yeah, it's too late to register.
For the primaries.
Yeah.
You can still register to vote in the main elections in the big and the big show.
I believe you have until either September or October to still register for the election in November.
You can report back with us tomorrow about how you've
you've got some homework
that.
There,
now
buddy.
You got homework.
Bayvotes.org.
Yes,
she's got all the answers.
Help him. I'm trying to get him to learn to research. We're trying to grow him into a productive citizen here.
Ignore that, Brandon.
Okay, you didn't hear that, Brandon.
But I wanted to slide in a late-breaking traffic alert. This came in yesterday afternoon from DOT, so I hadn't gotten a chance to get it on the news. 390. They're going to be closing lanes of 390 daytime today. From 8 to 5.
Look at this. I'm excited.
I know, because you go that way.
Yes.
But throughout that construction project, there will be lane closures during business hours while they do striping.
Does Ian know that there is no possible way to get from Lynn Haven to anywhere else other than 39? You certainly can't get here from Lynn Haven.
You could go down 77.
You could go down.
It's kind of the long way around.
231.
One thing nice about
there's 70, Baldwin. There's mm-hmm. Jenks.
One thing nice about 77 at that time of day, if you decide you want to stop in at McDonald's and get a cup of coffee, you can just leave your car in line out in the traffic, run in there, get a cup of coffee and come back out.
Well, and it'll still be.
It's a good thing that there's not a lot of traffic on 390, though. I mean, so.
Yeah, really.
Just kidding. Anyway, it is. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got more of the mix and music from Looking Glass and a lot of Miles coming your way. But first, we'll close out this hour with a little Sister Sledge. How about that? Sounds good. We are family. This is The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.